I'm two away from the SAC record. I broke the TFL record. So it's just about legacy for me here at UCA.
Thank you for sticking with us during the break. You were listening to FCS Nation on the Palmetto Radio Network. Guys, it is that time of the week again. My favorite segment of the entire show. Yes, even more than the pick segment, which myself and my co-host Kevin Marshall, we are running hot right now. But to get to the honorary captains of the week, I want to introduce David Walker, linebacker, edge rush, defensive captain, all-around stud for the Central Arkansas Bears. And alongside him, Gilberto Garcia, Growth and Develop Director, Northwestern Mutual, Conway, Arkansas. David, I'll start with you. I appreciate you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule for FCS Nation.
Yes, sir. I mean, thank you. Thank you for having me on here. It's an honor to be on.
And Gilberto, you also, somebody with a busy schedule, and I thank you for taking some time out of that for FCS Nation and the awesome cause that we're going to discuss.
Let's do it. I'm very excited. And I love the energy. I should have drank coffee before this.
You should have. I have like a natural. I'm drinking so much coffee in my life. And I think I'm averaging. I tell people this all the time. I think I average like 4 cups before noon.
I think coffee drinks you at this point. It's not the other way around.
You're honestly not the first person to tell me that and use that phrase. So I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. Nonetheless, we are here to talk about some really cool things, and I have two really cool people alongside me. Guys, you know what we're doing at this point of the season. We're year two into the FCS Athlete Challenge, of course, hosted by Northwestern Mutual and Alex Lemonade Stand and their foundation. We bring on some of the top athletes and some of the top members of Northwestern Mutual to discuss. This year, 12 athletes, 12 universities, David being one of them. They're all tasked with competing against each other, trying to raise the most amount of money, the most awareness, so we can ultimately stomp out childhood cancer, something that, when I bring up statistics here in a little bit, will be jarring to you and something that all of us are trying to put an end to, and we're calling it a fight. Alex's Lemonade Stand and the Foundation, it's a leading childhood cancer research organization that provides support, whether they're for families locally or nationwide that need life-saving treatments, that need help getting to hospitals, getting to centers where they're treated, all of that, Alex's Lemonade Stand handles. I talked about this being year two and year one. Aiden Bauman, quarterback for South Dakota, he won this thing, raised a whole heck of a lot of money, and we raised over $50,000 together this year. The goal is to quadruple that, and that starts with David, and that starts with Central Arkansas fans. You guys are making a huge impact as athletes. It's very popular, and athletes who are captains of their teams, the next generations of philanthropic leaders. Let's just kick it off with this. Gilberto, why David? Why was he a fit to represent you guys in this entire fight against childhood cancer?
So he is no doubt the most talked about UCA football player, but that wasn't why. Why is because I've never heard anything bad about him. I've always heard really great things, and he's very faith-based. I've never met David, but I followed him on social medias, and I could just tell he was a great character off the field. It was a no-brainer to make sure that, hey, let's go ahead and partner up. First time doing this at UCA, what I told David when we first met is like, this is really going to open up the doors to go and do way better recruiting, NIL raising for Alex's Lemonade Stand way after he's gone and graduated doing big things in the NFL. So just really top-notch character, doesn't get any better than David, and that was pretty much the reasons why.
And David, when you were approached by G and other members of his office and other members in Conway, Arkansas, about this, was it a no-brainer? Was it something that you've wanted to do all the way up until this point, and we're glad that you finally got the opportunity? Kind of take us through how it all went down.
Yeah. They reached out and asked me when I joined this foundation to support Alex Lemonade Stand. And I was like, yeah, of course. Because, I mean, through my life, I have some dealt with cancers, and like, I know the struggles. I know the stuff that comes along with it. So like, just to being able to partner with them and try to reach this goal to help local families, it was a no-brainer. You know what I mean? I was all in, and I'm glad to be a part of it.
And I think one of the coolest things about you, David, that I've had a chance, and trust me, I do my research, and you're somebody I watch every single weekend when you take the field, whether if it's on the stripes or on the road. But obviously, in this new NIL era, you had the opportunity to skip town, go somewhere else, right? Take a lump sum of money from another school, whether it was for the right reason or the wrong reasons. You had the opportunity, but you decided to stay. Kind of talk about why that was and what went into that decision.
Yeah, I'm big on loyalty. You know what I mean? I feel like I grew a closer relationship with my head coach, my position coach, especially my defensive coordinator. So when it was time to go, like, I was hesitant, but my little brother was coming in too. So like, that was a no-brainer too, that I wanted to stay and be able to play with him, and then really just chase the records. You know what I mean? Like I'm two away from a sack record. I broke the TFL record, so it's just about legacy for me here at UCA.
Talking about breaking that TFL record here. Top 15 in sacks, and you attract more doubles than probably anybody the FCS has ever seen. Number two nationally in TFLs right now, 21 this season. And you talked about you breaking the record for the Bears and tied for third in forced fumbles, which I think is a very underrated stat or a slept on stat for a casual who isn't keen on watching ball defensively. Those are ridiculous things right there. And I love what you just said, David, talking about loyalty. And I know that's big for G. G, let's kind of talk about why athletes are at the forefront of this thing. What is it about athletes? You yourself, a former Central Arkansas Bear, a former athlete, somebody who knows what it's like to have a really busy schedule, somebody who knows what it's like to have to grow up really fast. Kind of what is it about athletes that, like I said, make us want to put them at the forefront of something as monumental as this?
Yeah, so really, when I was playing, I got the opportunity to come and do the internship at Northwestern Mutual, and it was because of presidents, being around and being known, and one in four Northwestern Mutual advisors are actually former athletes, and I think it's because we're well known, we're liked, but also we have a big heart, and we like to, if we're going to do something, it's not going to be average. We're going to go above and beyond. So being able to do this with raising, a quarter of $1 million for a charity that supports childhood cancer is a no-brainer. So obviously, who are some of the most who the I heard one time that the format of a university is their sports department, right? So starting with the athletes, it'll go into the students, it'll go into the fans. So it was just it made a complete sense. And again, I have a lot of personal conviction because I was an athlete and I found this career that I'm in that I plan on going nowhere in and plan on retiring here because of being a student athlete. So being able to spread the impact even more further than that is really what we wanted to accomplish.
That's poetry right there, G. And David, when you hear Gilberto talk about this being a no-brainer, talk about why athletes are, or how a lot of athletes are involved in Northwestern Mutual, almost a quarter of them, as far as interns goes, became full-time. And you heard G, he said, I don't plan on going anywhere else. Does it make you feel like you made the right decision joining this entire thing too? And then talk about how you see this helping you in your future. Obviously, you are a Sunday football player and somebody who's going to be having to sit down in front of NFL GMs, coaches, all these people throughout that process. Is this something that you look to lean on and something that you want to take advantage of and want to be a part of holistically and be remembered in this fight?
Football is an amazing sport. It brought me so much, all the opportunities that's in front of me. But I feel like once you realize like what's the real goal, what's the main purpose, and I'm big on Christianity, so like I know my identity, I know like what's important, and like if I can use this platform to give God glory, I'm gonna do that 100%. And then to be able to just help people that's unfortunate, that's dealing with cancer, was dealing with all these things, I feel like football is the perfect avenue of like hard work and being able to like not give up, because I mean you give up. So gets it. You probably do too. As an athlete, man, you go through so much in a short time span. It teaches you a lot of life lessons because football is not forever. And I feel like this has helped me a lot in growing as a man and in growing as just a leader too. So being able to be a part of this foundation right here, it was a no-brainer, like you said. Like I jumped in it because my best friend, one of my close buddies that I grew up with, he had cancer and he died. And I was really close to his family, and I feel like just this is just a push to like what's more important.
Really well said. It's really well said. And it's a really good perspective from somebody who has not even left a college campus. I love that from you, David. And also, I do want to stop and ask this. We have not had the chance to meet face to face in person yet, but I will give you my height and my weight. I am a little under 5'10". I am a buck 85 soaking wet. If you had to guess, you can only see my face right now, but if you had to guess, what position did I play in college?
Long snapper.
Oh, yeah. Punter, punter, punter.
I won't even address that. I won't even address that. But I mean, it's typically what I get. So there's a reason that I ask that. But I'm not even gonna address that. Trust me. I don't want this conversation to go any further. You can look it up after. I'll send you a few photos. But I heard long snapper and punter, so I hate you both. All right, keeping this thing rolling. I talked about G kind of spitting poetry a second ago with why athletes are at the forefront, and you kind of talking about it big picture, holistically, what this is really about, and how there are things out there in life that are bigger than the sport of football. G, for you, how big, not only for your office in Conway, but for Northwestern Mutual as a whole, is philanthropic leadership?
It's massive because if you're listening to this, I don't know if you realize, but for every $50, that's 1 hour of research. I don't know the exact amount of money that Northwestern Mutual as a whole has raised since we started, partnering up with Alex's Lemonade Stand, but that's a lot of impact. And I personally have never had, thank God, had anyone impacted in my family or close circle by cancer. I do have a daughter. She's back here and she means the world to me. So if I was in the shoes of those parents, there's nothing you can put in front of me not to go and make sure that my baby, my kid is okay. So I can only imagine what they're feeling like. So just being able to go in and do this, as Northwestern Mutual, it's a Fortune 100 company in the financial services industry. We talk finances all day, every day with clients and telling them that they can donate to this, special fund, I think is a great partnership because, again, however many hundreds and thousands of hours of research that we've been able to donate as a company, as a firm, that's gonna, even in David's case, right? Even long after he's gone from UCA, he was gonna be the first ever NIO athlete for Alex's Lemonade Stand. This isn't the last year we're gonna do this. So the impact's gonna keep compounding over time is what I'm getting at.
I love it. Gee, I think the number that you were missing there was more than $60 million since 2012 that Northwestern Mutual has donated to the cause overall. That right there is one of the jarring stats that I told you I was going to tell you about. And there it is right there. And over 700,000 hours of research has gone into this, thanks to Northwestern Mutual and their partnership with Alex's. I think my favorite stat of all, and it kind of speaks to why we are doing what we're doing. Every day, guys, more than 1,000 children worldwide, they're diagnosed with childhood cancer. It's the leading
Wow.
cause of death by disease
Yeah.
in children between the ages of 1 and 19 in the US. But here's the kicker: only 4% of the federal government's total funding for cancer research is dedicated to childhood cancer every year. So that's where we step in. And that's where you step in, David, as an athlete and somebody who's leading this fight. And David, if I gave you the floor and put a microphone in your hand and 6,000 Central Arkansas fans filled an auditorium, and you needed them to donate, what would you say to those fans?
I mean, I'll break it down. I mean, like Northwestern Mutual is devoted to supporting research, families and survivors of childhood cancer leading to better quality life outcomes. And then like just speak from my experience. I mean, I'll put into real example that like people are battling with this every day. People are struggling with it. And some families can't afford to get the research, but that's where Northwestern Mutual and fall in line. So like I feel like I'll just re-harp on that type of stuff.
And gee, if David passed you over the mic and it was the same amount of fans, all the same people, 5 seconds after he got done talking, kind of what would you say?
I would say our goal when we started this, honestly, a little bit naive because this is the first year we've done it. Our goal that we set out is to raise 10,000, what we've already raised, if everyone just donated, $10 a meal, that would help big time towards that goal. So that's what I would say. That's not a ton of money in the grand scheme of things, but that is, relative to the hours, that's about 200 hours of research. So basically, help us at UCA with Dave partnering up with David raise 200 hours of research is what I would say. At $10 a person, that would, allow us to get very close to that number alone just with their help.
I love it. And the list of athletes that we have are doing a kick-ass job right now. 21,000, over $21,000 have been donated. And the Lemon Top Challenges, they continue to roll. And I want to pivot and talk about something that I know is near and dear to you guys. Again, not only at the Conway office, G, but Northwestern Mutual as a whole, and that's your internship program. How important is it to you guys and what you do? And is it your bread and butter?
Definitely is our bread and butter. So our goal next year in the Conway office is to bring over 20 interns. And our goal is for one-fourth of them to be athletes, right? Not just football, soccer, baseball. Really, that's how I personally started in the internship. When I was playing, there was actually four, which this is very crazy that it worked out this way, but there was four of us that interned at Northwestern. Two of us are still here and have done extremely well. One of them went outside of financial services, and the other one's working for another Fortune 100 company in the financial industry. So it's a really good way to get hours while you're in school and test drive the career. Typically, there's only one player per team per year that's actually going to have a a shot at making the NFL. So that leaves the other, what, 119 players that have got to figure out what are they going to do life after football. Mine came as soon as my final, snap senior season happened. David's is going to have, long after, hopefully long NFL career. So it really allowed me to know what's next. And we're very obsessive and want to, be perfect at our craft. So having the clarity on what my next craft was going to be after football, I get questions all the time. Do you miss playing? And I always say no, because I truly have something I can pour my soul into that's not football related. So if it wasn't for the internship, I don't really know how life would have played out.
I love it. Guys, Northwestern Mutual is the only company to be recognized as the top 100 internship program for 24 straight years. David, I don't even know if you were born yet. I was 2 years old. Northwestern Mutual has just been rocking and rolling up until this point. And David, as you are in the older category of your roster and in your locker room and look to kind of make that leap next year, give advice to kids coming into college or for parents in the audience listening right now who have 18, 19-year-old kids, male or female, that aren't thinking about picking up that phone call, that internship phone call. There are plenty of them, but Northwestern Mutual is definitely the one to go to. But as far as picking up that phone call, taking your career choice seriously, you're mature, you've had a lot of experience in college, in the academic realm, in the community service realm. What would kind of be your advice to younger kids who haven't decided what they want to do in their careers?
Yeah, I'll say, man, pick up the phone call. You know what I mean? You never know what can happen down the line. Because I mean, as a college student, I mean, you're surrounded by lawyers, doctors, future RNs. Like, you're surrounded by so many future professions that, like, the people you surround yourself with, you never know how that can impact you down the road. So I feel like, man, just go out, meet new people, surround yourself with good people, and pick up that phone call for sure.
I love it. You guys are awesome, awesome, doing awesome right now. And I can't thank you guys enough. Again, having a chat here with David Walker, just call him defensive do-it-all guy for the UCA Bears. I mean, you're going to see him with his hand in the dirt. You're going to see him standing up. You're going to see him, whether he's lined up at that linebacker level, he does it all for them. And the statistics can prove it. And also, if you turn on the tape and you know what you're looking at, it's not hard to tell which one David is. And alongside him, Gilberto Garcia, former player for the Bears, growth and development director, Northwestern Mutual, Conway, Arkansas. Guys, let's pivot and talk a little bit of football here. David, you guys started out the season as one of the teams to look out for, obviously, kind of rocky this past month or two, but what are the overall vibes in the facility right now?
Yeah, I mean, we just got to keep going. I mean, we got one game left. We're hoping to go out to finish strong, finish this season strong. I mean, this month didn't come down to how we wanted to. A lot of stuff happened. Our quarterback, top two quarterbacks went down, running back went down. So, like, we had to pivot. The backup quarterback, which is a walk-on, he's stepped up tremendously. I just feel like, we hit a stump that we really couldn't get over. But this week, coach is just harping on just going out there, have fun. You know what I mean? Go out there, just play your last game, because like for me, it is my last game. So just go out there and just love on the guys around you and just make these memories that's gonna last a lifetime.
Yeah, and in the past 2 weeks, what are some of the things that you've told the guys as a captain and a leader of this football team, not only to show respect for the guys who aren't going to take another snap or who aren't going to have the opportunity to take another snap, and just overall with being 6-5 right now and only having one more shot on the road against Tarleton State, a really good football team, what are some of the things that your teammates have been hearing from their captain, David Walker?
Just stick together. I mean, this it's been rough. But as long as we stick together and know what we have in this room, anything can happen. And especially a message to the young guys, like, man, y'all are going to be in my shoes one day. Y'all are going to be a senior one day. Y'all are going to be harping the same thing that I'm harping to y'all. Right now, y'all don't feel it, because I was the same way when I was a sophomore. But now I see what the seniors were telling me. Now I feel that. So just telling the guys to lean on each other and don't give up. You know what I mean?
And G, watching this Bears team from as an outsider this year, not an actual outsider, because you have all the inside info you need. And if you have any questions, obviously, you just go to David. He's going to give it right to you. But having a chance to watch from the stands and the sideline and not being in uniform, what's been one of the things that you're most proud of this team for up until this point of the season with one game left?
I can just tell that very, very close together. At the beginning, middle of the season, when they hit the stride, in my opinion, I know that obviously the season hasn't gone as planned because of injuries and everything, but even including all of my last 2 seasons, which were really great, I think that was the most fun and talented UCA teams I've ever either seen before in my time or after. So I just wanted to give David a shout out and thank you for, I mean, if you really put into context how much David has brought attention-wise to UCA, being a great human human being, yes, but as a football player, like that man, it was fun. Three forced fumbles in one game. That was nuts. I tell him I, screaming at the TV. It was awesome. So I think this season was successful, not in in a record way, because I think the trajectory that UCA is on because of David and all the leadership that they've had this year is going to be really good. So, man, I'm going to be glued to the TV to watch David's last game at UCA, not last, hopefully, college game, because there's something orange maybe down south that he'll be part of. But, man, seriously, David, thank you for being part of UCA, man, and the fam. And it was exciting to watch this season for sure.
Yeah, appreciate it.
There's something to be said, and there's kind of want to take the baton from you right there, because we can talk about results all we want, and for all the old corny coaches out there, right, who only care about winning and just want to fill those columns with W's, there are other ways to win, and that's leaving a legacy, and that's leaving a university, a locker room, a facility in a better place than it was. And I think David, you alongside guys like Will and Shenderick have done a phenomenal job at that. So if anybody ever tells you your guys' senior season was a failure, you can go ahead and slap them in the face, and you got mine and G's approval to do so, because what you guys have done, and G speaks as an alum, is remarkable. The attention that you've brought yourself, and he did talk about that Reese's Senior Bowl that you hope to get your invite soon to. Have how excited are you about that? I obviously don't want to get you in trouble talking about something that isn't in the realm of your season. You still have a game to play, but for that opportunity, is it make it all worthwhile that you stayed at Central Arkansas and you can do it from the FCS?
That's big, you know what I mean? Coming from FCS, like you said, like getting recognized with the top guys in the world. I feel like that's an honor, but I ain't gonna think too much about it till it comes. But it's just a blessing to be even on that radar with all those top guys.
And for FBS fans that I send this interview to, like, hey, you guys better realize who David Walker is and what he's about. And for other FCS fans here in FCS Nation who aren't aware of you, your skill set, what you've put on display throughout your career, talk about who you are as a player, some of your strengths, and why people should remember the name David Walker.
For me, man, I'm big on effort. You know what I mean? I know I ain't gonna get to the quarterback every play, but I know that I'll be around the vicinity of him to either chase him down or to either chase somebody down. I feel like me as a player, it has to do everything with Christ, man. I feel like I pour my all into Christianity and being able to build my skill set off of that. Because I mean, I give it all. Like Colossians 3:23 says, "Do whatever you do, but do it wholeheartedly for the Lord." So whatever I do, I'm trying to do it in my all and not just half do it. So I feel like that has helped me to become the player that I am today, because I know that I can get better. I know that I have tons of things to work at, but I'm not going to stop working at it until I reach those things. And I might never reach them, but I'm gonna keep chasing.
Yeah, through faith. I love it. David, you just killed it there, and I hate to kill a good moment, but I actually played quarterback and you wouldn't get near me. And
Dang.
you
That's what I
wouldn't
was about
touch
to
me.
guess. That's what I was about to guess first. I was like, bro.
Stop lying. You can't go from
No.
punter to quarterback. That's not
No,
how
I'm
like that
telling
like process
you.
goes. You would have gone
No.
to long snapper, or you would have gone to like, I don't know what you would have gone to, safety. No,
No,
I
I was
started
gonna go
at
to quarterback.
QB.
I was gonna go to quarterback. I swear I was.
And you wouldn't have touched me. We would have tripled you. We would have pulled another tight end. We would have gone 13 personnel and just stacked that left side. That's exactly what we would have done. I hate to kill that good moment. I just had to. I'm like, he's talking about being in the vicinity of quarterbacks, tackling quarterbacks. I got to drop it on him. I played quarterback and I was good too. All right. I wasn't a joke. Guys, I seriously cannot thank you enough. This has been phenomenal. David, you're super well spoken. And I think for fans who weren't aware of you, your passion, your faith in Jesus Christ, and just what you're about and who you are behind the face mask and underneath the helmet, they damn sure got a chance to learn a lot about you and kind of why you're here leading this entire thing. I just want to thank you for taking time out of your schedule. Good luck this weekend against Tarleton State.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
And G, for everything you've done up until this point and getting David involved in this and all the promotion on social media and all the money that's raised, I seriously can't thank you enough. This is year one, and we are just, or this is year one for you guys, year two for us, and we're just getting started.
That's right. Can't wait for what's ahead.
And guys, to donate to David, super easy. Clean your ears out. I gotcha. FCSNationRadio.com on the right-hand side of the screen. Alex's Lemonade Stand has its own wing of the website dedicated to our fight against childhood cancer. You click on that. It says donate, pledge, check the standings. It'll take you to our 12 athletes representing our 12 universities. David Walker's name is right there. You click on it. Simple as that, folks. You can donate. Also, other ways to donate, guys, that require you not pulling out your wallet. G, tell Bears fans how they can do that.
Yeah, thanks again for having us. And if you simply take a picture, put a lemon on your head, either Photoshopped or real, and you put it on Facebook, Instagram, X, aka Twitter, and LinkedIn, and you put tag Northwestern Mutual and at Lemonade Stand, at Alex's Lemonade Stand. You tag both of those organizations and then put hashtag Roll Bears Roll. They will automatically, Northwestern Mutual, donate $10 per post on those four social media platforms. That's $40 without you having to put any single money down. Just straight give awareness, and that'll help raise money without pulling out your wallet, like Stone said. So.
Phenomenal stuff, guys. That is Gilberto Garcia. That is linebacker, edge rusher, defensive five-star guy, David Walker, Central Arkansas Bears. And I'm Stone Labanowitz. And when you get back, it's the pick segment. You're not going to want to miss this. Trust me, guys. You're listening to FCS Nation on the Palmetto Radio Network.